I'm reading some models on evolution which have been written by some of the American scientists. And the law of the doubles, which has been described, and one particular model has denied the fact that the law of the doubles survives to the end in certain varieties of species. He claims that it starts with the law of the double, but eventually it dies off.
How does he illustrate this?
Hazur, he has created certain parameters, and according to those parameters, he comes down to the answer that eventually it is something like 1.3, which is left at the end rather than the double. And the two factors he has taken is that when this law starts applying, then the law of the double starts applying.
No, first you better illustrate it in the terms of examples, if he has done so.
Yes, Huzur. He has taken the insects, first of all.
Yes.
Certain insects.
Yes.
And then he has described the varieties of that particular insect.
Correct.
And within the varieties, he says that, within the species, there are many varieties.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is that if one variety is going to be multiplied and
yes.
developed,
yes.
then it will divide into two and four.
Yes,
and
yes, I understand that. Yes, yes.
But suddenly, as soon as he starts the process, he says that because of the fact that certain are stronger than the other, even the division takes place, one half is stronger than the other, some of them die.
Naturally, that's correct.
Right.
Yes.
And also what he says is that some of the halves from another variety come into it, but they do not balance each other. And hence, the net result is that the law of doubles does not hold good throughout the whole process. So somewhere along the line, he comes down to the end, according to a mathematical formula, that it is either 1.3 or 1.5
right.
times eventually.
Right.
But when we, look back from the law of doubles right in the beginning, we always understood that that is a law which is more applicable and which Hazur has explained some time ago. I wonder whether this new development, the mathematical model has...
I fully agree with this author that the law of doubles does not work mathematically to the finest shades. It's a general law, and it is the principle of doubling which guarantees the survival of species. If that law were not in operation, then we would be left far behind somewhere in the ages. This rapid development could not have taken place. But it does not mean that it could develop to its very fine details. Had it done so, then this earth would have been filled with so many species, and even your system would have been filled with so many bacteria and things that the survival itself would have been jeopardized. So the law of doubles is effective in principle, but its failures are also effective in principle. For the same purpose, they are working both for the same purpose, survival of the species. And their balance, there is another law of doubles. The law of double is working for the same purpose as the failure of law of doubles to achieve perfection. And there is a complete balance between the two. I quite said positively know that if this law of doubles had worked completely to all finality, then there would not have been any survival on this earth.
It would be explosion, Hazur.
The explosion, complete explosion, way back. I mean, you can't imagine how far before, maybe 2-3 billion years ago, this might have happened already. So that other is also a law in itself. The law of doubles is forces, and the opposite forces which are working against it, so that it does not effectively take over the charge of the things. And that balance is so beautifully kept by God, that all development is dependent on this balance of the law and its failure.
Hazura, if I can continue
yes,
with the same question, because then the same author, having gone through this law, tries to predict the total time of survival of certain species. And then eventually he says that...
But that is so far away, it must have been. I mean, I know mathematically he would have been talking, he might have been talking of a billion years or a million years hence. So, we don't know what might happen before, much before that. It's just an exercise, nothing more.